Former Ivorian President Henri Konan-Bedier is one of two candidates now officially registered for the country's long-delayed presidential elections, though others have expressed their intention to run. The vote, now slated for November 29th, is an attempt to find a lasting political solution to nearly a decade of internal conflict in the once stable West African nation. Bedier was ousted in a military coup in December of 1999. He was then barred from running in the 2000 elections, in which he would have opposed coup leader Robert Gay and current president Laurent Gbagbo. Civil war cut the nation in half in 2002 after rebels attempting to overthrow President Gbagbo took control of the northern part of the country. The country has since missed deadlines for presidential elections set by the peace accords of 2007 and late 2008. Campaign director J.J. Mahdi filed Bedier's papers at the Independent Electoral Commission.
Nous nous inscrirons en tout temps et en tout lieu dans le processus d'une manière positive.
Mahdi says they are registering for this election with the intent to always proceed in a positive manner, so that Côte d'Ivoire can return to peace and stability, rebuild with the confidence of those both inside and outside the country, and resume its path toward development. He says the commission can count on Bedier and his National Democratic Party of Côte d'Ivoire to abide by the conditions set forth and work each day towards bringing the country out of this difficult period. Côte d'Ivoire has already postponed the election several times since current President Gbagbo's mandate ran out in October 2005 because of voter registration issues. Auguste Mirmo is the spokesman for the Independent Electoral Commission.
Donc, avec le dépôt des candidatures, des candidats à l'élection présidentielle,
Mirmo says the registration of political candidates shows the country that despite the delays, things are moving forward towards the ultimate goal shared by all, the elections. Mirmo says that 70% of the commission's centers have finished processing voter data, and the publication of the electoral list, originally scheduled for late August, is now planned for between the 12th and 15th of September. And look for VOA News, Dakar.